The Creative New Zealand Plain Market Pacifica Script Advisor Residency 2021 is a new initiative under the Pacific Arts Strategy 2018 to 2023 to grow script advisor skills to develop a powerful Pacifica stories for the stage and performing arts. Manager Pacific Arts Kavika Aipa at Creative New Zealand joins us now on Pacific Days for more. Kavika is the inaugural manager for the Pacific Arts at Creative New Zealand and supports the senior manager in funding and development programs to provide expertise on Pacific arts in New Zealand and internationally. His professional and creative experience as an events producer, heritage artist, and Kanaka Yomi, a native Hawaiian healer, informs his knowledge of the arts sector, creative potential, and the connection of people and place. He joins us now on Pacific Days for more. Aloha, and thank you for your time this afternoon, Kavika.
Yeah, aloha. Thank you for having me. Aloha, listeners.
Well, firstly, Kavika, can you give us an overview of the Creative New Zealand's Plain Market Pacifica Script Advisor Residency 2021?
Yeah, yes, for sure. Thank you. In short, basically, the script advisor works with writers to develop scripts for things like film, television, and theater. And what we want to do is, of course, make sure that our Pacifica people and our Pacifica stories are told. You can be an artist and make money from that. So we want to support artists who are writers and script writers, as well as anything to do with television, film, theater, all of that stuff, creative sector.
Now, I understand that the residency is a 14-week program. Can you talk to us about what's covered in that 14-week program and some of the key stakeholders, partnerships as part of the residency, please, Kavika?
Yeah, so this particular project, it allows kind of a trainee Pacifica dramaturge, which is a fancy word, writer practitioner, to interact with professional script advisors, directors, to develop their skills in dramaturgy, which is the theory and practice of dramatic composition. So there's a lot of relationship building in this space. There's a lot of key experiences that this particular recipient will get to help support the career.
When does it close and where will the residency be based, please, Kavika?
We have about 6 days left, so it closes on the 21st of June, so that's next week, and this particular recipient can be based anywhere. It's national, but you know, if you are Wellington based, Play Market is based in Wellington. We've got a lot of senior practitioners in Wellington, it's open at the moment, so it depends on the kōrero you have with Play Market.
Now, is it a paid residency?
Very much paid, yes. We are very happy. So we just have a small $1,500 per week for the recipient of this, and that's for 14 weeks. There's also Putia for Tuakana Taina relationship building. So if you want to work with a senior to help develop your practice, we've got funding for that within this residency. There's also money for travel, accommodation, and doing something. Say if you're out in the regions and you want to develop a story, then you can do something like that. So altogether, the residency itself is $25,000. And yes, the artist will be getting paid.
Wow, that's awesome. Now, once the residency, the 14-week period, finishes, Kavika, what are they looking at in terms of ongoing support?
Perfect. Ongoing support is always necessary. We want to make sure that we're developing the skills in-house, as well as when they leave the nest, they have things to connect with. So there's professional development that happens. There's networking, which is really important, the whakawhanaona tanga that happens within the sector. And then you have the critical discourse opportunities, or that in that informative ways of developing your practice. The recipient will be able to articulate the place of Pacifica knowledge in a theatrical context, and how dramaturgical methodologies can inform their process. Basically, what we're saying is that there's two kind of Tainá relationships being built. They build that relationship to help them outside of this residency and strengthen their voice as Pacifica writers to tell Pacifica stories.
Kavika, what are you looking at in terms of applicants and, you know, in terms of experience for those wanting to apply for the residency also?
Yeah, so when it comes down to the who they're deciding, so Playmarket will be leading the decision-making on that with CNZ's support and guidance. But yeah, I'm personally open to anybody's stories. And it is a junior. We're not looking for a senior in this particular residency. So somebody with a dynamic story that wants that story to be developed or stories, that's what I'm interested in. As a native Hawaiian of a population of two, like I think I'm a bit rare with my storytelling here in Aotearoa. So I'm always open to any Pacific story that wants to be told. As long as they're Pacific, that is just the one major caveat that they need to have, eh?
Of course. The importance of this residency, please, Kavika, in forging a pathway for future Pacifica script advisors and helping to increase the number of Pacific stories being told, because I'm of the assumption that there aren't too many in terms of our dramaturgs or Pacifica script advisors currently.
Yeah, absolutely, Brian. From an economic development perspective, I look at it as basically if you enjoy watching TV or if you like looking at theater or even watching Netflix, those stories that make it to the big screen, that make mega billion bucks, they all start with writers and people who develop those stories. And at the moment, Pacifica stories are valued, but we have there's a big need for Pacifica writers and Pacifica storytellers and script advisors. That's what we want to develop with this residency. And basically, powerful Pacifica stories need powerful scripts and skilled writers to develop these stories to support a wide range creative industry that benefits our communities and our country.
Kavika, at the end of the 14 weeks as well, will there be opportunities to connect with a wider network in order to say, like, you know, take it from the page to that next level of, say, you know, pre-production, you know, etc., whether it be theatre, TV or a feature?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that will come out of the network building that happens and the tour kind of tainer relationships that will happen during the residency. And that's the ideal hope is that this person is, or the recipient of this will be able to tell their story with a real critical eye, using to a kind of attain a relationships and networks to find where they can tell that story, whether it's film, whether it's on the stage, whether it's on Netflix, who knows?
Why not? Why not indeed? And the all-important, please, Kavika, details for those wanting to apply, where they find out more information, you know, fill out applications, etc., please.
Yep. So like I said earlier, this particular fund, this opportunity will be administered by Playmarket. You can reach the director. So the email, director@playmarket.org.nz. As always, you can always contact Creative New Zealand with all your creative endeavors and we can support you in any way. But yeah, if you want to directly go to the director, that's the email, director@playmarket.org.nz. Or you can always visit us at Creative New Zealand on our website. And we've got tons of info that we'd love to share with you.
Manager for Pacific Arts at Creative New Zealand, Kavika Aipa, thank you so much for your time today. Really appreciate it and all the very best. Take care. Yeah. God bless.
Mahalo nui loa.
Mahalo.